Video is the only future. Video is what they're going to be hiring people to do. You can get stills off it now. The quality is so good. Still cameras, I think, are a thing of the past already. Yeah, I think it's over. Half of my friends have no jobs and are scrambling to do something else, change careers in midlife. There is no more career in still photography, unless, of course, you want to shoot high school pictures.
Stand by, please. Rolling on six. On six.
This is Adam Scull. Welcome back to another episode of Art World Talks.
Retired Associated Press staff photographer and dyed-in-the-wool New Yorker Susan Reagan covered news.
Check.
Sports.
Check.
Murder and mayhem.
Check.
Landscapes.
Yes.
What's up with this landscapes? You did murder and mayhem sports and God knows what else while at the Associated Press. How did you wind up doing landscapes, or was this always something you wanted to do?
I did it before I became a journalist, and I just went right back to it as soon as I stopped, and I love shooting landscapes.
But what attracted you about landscapes? Can you extrapolate on that a little bit more?
I think that we're here to capture beauty, and I thought that as a journalist too much of the time, much to my editor's disgust. I think that we need to keep track of beauty in our lives. I can tell by the response to the landscapes that a lot of people feel that way.
When I look at landscapes, I think of Andrew Wyeth and Christina's world, which is filled with desolation and loneliness. I've noticed when I looked at your page of landscapes, they are rich, they are colorful, they are bright, they are filled with warmth. Do you ever not see that darker side?
Well, I love the storms better than I do the bright, sunny ones. I understand that melancholy thing that people are attracted to.
Do you have any idea why we are attracted to that, myself included?
Well, I think that if you didn't have that sort of thing, how would you know to be really, really happy when it is bright and sunny and perfect and everything is glorious around you? You wouldn't be happy then. I think we need the changes in the seasons and the dark and gloomy things to be happy when spring and summer come. And I love the fall when everything is dying. A cycle of nature, you know, birth, harvest, dying. And that's what we people do too. And I think that's why we're somewhat attracted to melancholy, because it's part of life. If you don't look at the dark side or the desolated side, then you don't know what great happiness is either.
So Susan, you gave this a great deal of thought getting out west so you could start doing other things, in particular, landscapes.
Oh yes, I thought about it all the time.
But you did like living in New York.
Happy living there. I liked the people. I liked my work, but I didn't like the crowded traffic, gridlock, and people pushing in subways. I hated that. And now, I can't even see my neighbors. I can park my car anywhere I feel like on 25 acres. To me, the country is so rejuvenating, and it just is the best place on earth to live.
It's kind of known that when Ansel Adams would go out and photograph his landscapes, he'd wait for hours and hours for the light to be just right. He used 4x5, 8x10 plates where he could only slide one plate in on a given exposure. You grew up as a wire photographer, which in English means hit and run, on to the next assignment. Given that you are of the wire photographer mentality, how do you equate that with doing landscapes? In that, can you get what you want out of the landscapes with that same hit and run mentality instead of waiting for hours, freezing in the winter, sweltering in the summer?
Yes, because I carry the camera with me, and I only shoot when it is the right light. Otherwise, I just don't. I don't have to wait for it. It happens every day here. Oregon is so plentiful of landscapes everywhere you look, and they always have the dramatic skies. And all you have to do is just pop the camera out and catch it. It's just like being a wire photographer. It is being a wire photographer. There are people that are into quality, and they wouldn't think of shooting a landscape with a digital camera, for instance, even though the files are monstrous. That's almost a thing that has to do with technical ability. Ansel Adams had to carry 5 packs of film with him. That's all he could shoot, would be like 5 frames. So he had to sit there and wait until it was perfect. But I can shoot 10 frames in 1 second, so I don't have to wait. I can have the camera with me, and when I see what I want to shoot, it's right there. It takes me less than a second to get what I want. And another thing, of course, is that I'm older and more experienced, so I know what good light is instantly. I don't have to take 100 pictures.
I think I heard that magic buzzword, which is really a 4-letter word. It's called wait. You don't like waiting.
Homie, don't play that.
Waiting is not a game you like to play.
No, I think I have attention deficit. Well, there are a couple on the landscape pictures that you have a link to. One was the picture of my farm from kind of far away with just rolling hills in a stormy kind of atmosphere. And I just stopped in the middle of a highway and jumped out with the camera to catch it on my way home. So that took less than a second, and it's a picture that I really love. And then another one is the bluebird of happiness. I put the bird in there just for the heck of it, but I just had the camera sitting on the rail, and as I picked it up, the bluebird flew, and I just shot it on the wing, so to speak. And that's how I do it. It's just whatever happens in front of me, I'm going to capture. Oregon has lots of rain and lots of water, and I have fallen down in the mud before trying to shoot things. So I never wrecked the camera yet, but I've sure been stuck in the mud with my camera up above me. No. It's a mud hole here in the winter.
I understand you shoot pictures for a small weekly paper in town. Definitely a different pace than what you're used to. But how does it feel to be back in the saddle shooting sports again?
Well, I really love it. For work, I had to change over to Canon, and I was never comfortable with it at the end there. And now I went back to Nikon, and everything's in focus again. And I just love it. I love the people. They're high school kids, and their parents, and they're wonderful. I love shooting things that make people happy. I put the pictures on Facebook every day, and many people have written me and told me they look at it to begin their day. It makes them happy. So that's the main reason for it now. I'm certainly not making money. Oh, I'm happy shooting it. The actual shooting of the picture, they just go, just like I did an assignment in New York, I would go, wow, that was a great picture. I'm happy. It doesn't matter what you're shooting if you're creative. You just need to do it because it makes you happy.
Do you have any ideas in the photographic landscape that you haven't done that you still would like to attempt?
I think that the most planning I ever do is if I see a barn that isn't lit properly, I'll go back to it one day and shoot it. But that's all. I'm not very rabid about that. If it isn't perfect when I go by, I don't shoot it. And then if I go buy it again later and it's a better light, then I have another landscape.
What would your advice be to a new photographer coming into the field that wanted to make a living with his or her camera?
Get the Canon digital camera that shoots video, because video is the only future. Video is what they're going to be hiring people to do, and they can get stills off it now. The quality is so good. Still cameras, I think, are a thing of the past already. Yeah, I think it's over. The only photographers now will be artists, and then the rest of them will have these big, heavy video cameras that also shoot stills. Oh, it's over. Half of my friends have no jobs and are scrambling to do something else, change careers in midlife. The newspapers are closing. Nobody can pay. Even the New York Times is paying a lot less to their stringers. So it's not a career anymore, not with still cameras.
You think still cameras are dead?
Oh, yes. They're teaching the AP photographers that are left to use a combination camera that's mostly video that they can take stills from. There is no more career in still photography, unless, of course, you want to shoot high school pictures. They're going from photography to other jobs if they're younger than have been laid off. So the newspapers are dying, the photographers are being laid off, and it's kind of very depressing. I think that's the only news now is going to be video, television, and YouTube. I don't think that people are going to read newspapers much anymore.